This woman was going, ah, ah, ah. And I thought, it's good to use that kind of emotional sound.
So welcome to Why the Fuck Not podcast, live from Venice. And I'm just in front of the station right now, and I'm about to go and see the Venice Biennale. It's the opening days. Today is the 5th of June, and first of all, I'm going to go to the Giardini. So I'm looking for number 51 boat. It's like a bus boat to go and see the Giardini, which is usually where it's all happening. No, actually it's not where it's all happening at all. The Arsenal is where it's all happening, but that's usually where one goes first. I don't know, I've always gone first there, so I'm just keeping my tradition.
Hello?
Yes, well,
this... is a doorbell in the middle of the International Pavilion, and I think it's work by Yoko. By Italian Roberto Cuoghi. He's getting quite famous actually, but don't tell anyone.
Thank you.
So this is what it sounds like in the Polish pavilion. I've just been to the US pavilion on the Bruce Nauman show. I had to line for about 15-20 minutes, which is not too bad. And it was really funny, actually, because basically as press you could take photos only from certain angles, and if you didn't have a press pass you couldn't take photos, and then but also certain works you couldn't take a photo but you could take a video, and some other works you could take a video but not a photograph. So that was really like Bruce Nauman style kind of thing. I wonder if it was Bruce Nauman himself deciding all these little rules, you know, to kind of, you know, push up his aura. Not that he needs to push up his aura anyway, but yeah, it was actually quite a good show, I must say. I do think Bruce Nauman is totally overrated as an artist, but you know, I think he's Bruce Nauman. And to mention, there's another good pavilion, which was the Czech pavilion. Roman Ondak basically reproduced all the plants from the Giardini inside the pavilion, and that's it. And he's great. I love him. I mean, he's the real Bruce Nauman of this Biennale. So I found the English translation for it, and 46 is a good size. And there's a line at the Romanian pavilion. I mean, this is the end of the fucking Biennale if you have to line up, with all due respect, if you have to do like a half an hour queue for the Romanian pavilion. I mean, it's really getting nowhere. I mean, what's the point of coming to the opening of the Venice Biennale if you can't see any fucking pavilion because you have to stand in line for hours? The only line I actually decided to do was the Bruce Nauman line, because someone told me it was actually quite quick, and it was quite quick. It was about 15 minutes, probably less. And no, I'm not queuing for the Romanian pavilion. I'm not queuing for the fucking French pavilion. And I'm not fucking queuing for anything, really. Fuck it. This is the Serbian pavilion and the work of Katarina Cielar. And I don't know which one is which, actually, because there are three works. One is called There Is No Is, a young Japanese woman attempting to pronounce the name Katarina Cielar, which is funny. The Perfect Sound, a speech therapist and his pupil were filmed at an accent removal course in Birmingham. I should go to Birmingham and get a fucking accent removal.
Mama.
Oh.
Not Zalo.
And the third video is a girl, the son of an airplane. A number of individuals in Tirana, Albania, are asked to say what they remember from the Russian language they had to learn during the period of Enver Hoxha. Let's go to the Japanese girl, see what it sounds like. Z.
Zielar.
Zielar. I'm trying. This is funny. It's a bit cruel, actually, asking a Japanese girl to say "zila," for fuck's sake. Anyway, it's quite funny. Cruel but funny. The blobs of needled felt as well. But I don't know what, why. Oh, he says why. It's probably another artist. 1,200 square meters human hair felt, of which 466 pieces, 80 by 120 centimeters, and 327 pieces, 160 by 120 centimeters. 1 square meter being produced out of approximately 200 people, which makes a total of approximately 240,000 people. Price per square meter is 100 euro. That's quite cheap. So it's like 100 euro per... this is what? 1 square meter. It's like 10 euro per person. I'm not very good at maths. Maybe I'll do that home and tell you later. So I just managed to enter the ceremony for the Leone d'Oro, for the Golden Lion, for the best national participation, and of course you got Bruce Nauman. Anyway, so Bruce Nauman won the best pavilion kind of thing. And you got, for the best promising young artist, you got Natalie Jureberg. Then for the best artist of making worlds, Tobias Reberger. We have, well, there will be the President of the Republic, which is not Silvio Berlusconi, it's another guy, an ancient guy named Giorgio Napolitano, doesn't count to shit, and he will be giving the Golden Lion to Yoko Ono and to John Baldessari. I'm actually quite disappointed I didn't get to interview anyone so far, and that's because I didn't see anyone anywhere apart from some people from the Italian art world who can't speak English. And but anyway, I saw John Baldessari the other day and I was about to stop him, but then I thought he was Paul McCarthy, so it's good I didn't say anything. And here he is. I can see him in the front row. I'll try and get some pictures, but I'm sure I'll fail. All right.
So yeah, it's this was a decent Biennale. I mean, if you're planning of, I don't know, depending, but it really depends by your budget. But if you're planning of, in the middle of August, spending $1,000 to just fly over, see the Biennale, and fly back, I say don't bother. If you are having some sort of European trip or even an Italian trip, then yes, do it and go and see the Biennale and go and see the Punta della Dogana, the new space by François Pinault, major collector. But yeah, great museum. I mean, after all, if you do come to Venice, don't miss that. And don't miss, of course, the Yoko Ono show. So yeah, good 2 days in Venice. Half a day for Palazzo Grassi, the Yoko Ono show, and the other Punta della Dogana show. Another half for the Giardini. Maybe the following day you can just go to the Arsenal and do the rest of the Giardini. Or actually, saying that, start with the bottom of the Arsenal, which used to be the main entrance of the Arsenal. That's where you should start to have a pleasant experience. If you want to hate it, start from the back. Well, or the beginning. I still don't understand. I mean, I think that was a curatorial mistake, actually, not to have a path to follow. Usually, you kind of don't, but you do, usually. I mean, Francesco Bonami's exhibition was really clear. You started from the Arsenale, and it got more and more and more confusing, and more of a circus, and at one stage, it was just unbelievable. And I think, well, if you've seen it, you know what I mean. If you haven't, that's fine anyway. That was probably the best. The last Biennale, I mean, that was probably the best and top Biennale so far. I mean, unless something drastically changes in the art world, that was probably an unbeatable Biennale. And now, you know, and from now on, we're just going to see the end of art slowly but surely through Google, my face, Facebook, and the Internet Pavilion, the Facebook Biennale, you name it. You know, after all, there will be less and less need for art, I think. And in a way, that's positive, I think, because that gives everyone more freedom, since they're no longer a commodity. Artists will be freer to, you know, to do whatever they do, which of course they already do, but they do it within a system that, to me, is not really that necessary anymore. So yeah, I think I'm going way out of theme and nobody really cares anyway. So let's play some music.
like a blind man, sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming it's up so in slush, love, but it's so slash.
Thank you. This was Giorgio Sodati's Double Pleasure.
For a Why the Fuck Not podcast, obviously it'd be really easy to throw shit at Yoko Ono, because everybody's throwing shit at Yoko Ono all the time. But I couldn't. I just love Yoko Ono. And I do think that if you do come to Venice, you must go and check out her show at the Fondazione dell'Acqua alla Masa first. First thing you do, go to a nice walk from the train station to the Fondazione dell'Acqua alla Masa and come and see this beautiful show called Anton's Memory. This is great. If you don't like Yoko Ono, as far as I'm concerned, you don't like contemporary art, because really she is one of the queens of contemporary art. And that's it for today. Have a good fucking summer, and I'll speak to you soon with Why the Fuck Not podcast.
On white horses, let me ride away to my world of dreams so far away. Let me run to the sun, to a world my heart can understand. It's a warm and gentle wonderland far away. As the day is born, when the stars are gone, we'll race to meet the dawn. So when I can only see the gray of a sad and very lonely day, that's when I
Hi, my name is Valerio Istianu. I'm a New York poet, born in former Soviet Union and later educated in Romania and France. I adopted Dada and Surrealism as a philosophy of art and life. Emigrating to New York City in 1972, I have been writing for 35 years in English, and I published 10 books of poetry and a book of short fiction. Today, I will read you from my new upcoming book called Perks in Purgatory. The poem is Reflection on the Art of Poetry and the Karmatic Path of a Poet. Take a poetry pill only twice in a lifetime. A time-release poetry pill. One for poetry appreciation and one for automatic creation. Remember your childhood, standing up on a kitchen table, performing, reading poems and stories in school. And for that moment, a dead poet comes alive, through his throat, through her lips. Then, later, a young person reads aloud his own jazoetry in a club, her own spoken word in a pub. We recite our own poem music ourselves. And for that moment, we are alive and in a trance. Later, when we are dead, when I am dead, other literati will recite me, seducers and collectors of quotation. But this is not my career. This is my life's vocation. Ironically, against my own will, limited by my own limitation, and imbued by time-soaked, immersed in the invisible waters of time, roads full of strangers. Who am I? Am I the eternal Jew? Pardonnez-moi, excusez-moi for hanging myself unsuccessfully, I may add, in your bathroom. This is my suicide note number 17. And if I often hesitate, this is my surreal fate. And if I sometimes seem to stutter, and if sometimes I seem to stammer. It's language slang that hits me like a hammer. The sweating horses of my youth reciting Mayakovsky's Russian, the singing girlfriends of my manhood hum in sweet Romanian, multiple personality presenter, announcer of Dracula Bacchanalia, the voice of Faustian orgies. Who am I? Am I? If my voice is not heard, am I there? Thank God I am the inspiration for others, the inspiration for others to contradict me. Take me on if you dare. I love intelligent hecklers. Silence is the birth mother of death. So scream or listen, because I have a good reason to write poetry, and I will shout it from my window and on the streets of my exiled country, next to the exposed brick, the executioner wall, the guns fire past me or above my head, fire, so I can still scribble down my last discoveries of my alter persona. Who am I? Am I? Divine presence and vodka saved my soul from the ultimate dishevelment. I want to die, but somewhere in a Jordan desert. Till then, I will wander through the sweet house of my unexpressed existence, searching for the invisible self. Where do I fit in this language room? Maybe in here, maybe in there, in this closet full of stolen grandfather clocks, or maybe in this drawer full of lost and found watches. Who am I? Am I?